It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Janae Pierre.
If you have questions for me to report an issue.
It's Thursday, which means it's time for our On the Way segment on All Things Considered. Right now, we're breaking down the week's transit news, and joining us is WNYC transportation reporter Stephen Nesson and editor Clayton Gusa. So Stephen is live outside the federal courthouse in Newark, where he's been covering New Jersey's federal lawsuit that aims to stop the MTA's congestion pricing plan. Stephen, what's the latest, and what have you learned from this week?
Hi, Janae. I'm actually still inside the courtroom, so inside the courthouse. So if you hear some echo in the hallway, apologies.
Okay.
But basically, I just wrapped up a very long 2 days of oral arguments between lawyers from the MTA and the federal government, which approved the congestion pricing plans, and representatives, lawyers from New Jersey government representing Governor Phil Murphy. You know, this comes after months of behind-the-scenes conferences. So this is the first time this sort of argument spilled out in public, you know, and the judge, you know, took in 2 full days of very extensive arguments and said, you know, he's well aware of the impending deadline as well. You know, the MTA wants to begin charging drivers starting June 15th. Mm-hmm. So it's not a lot of time.
Right.
So, you know, if the judge does rule in favor of the MTA, then tolling could begin June 15th. You know, but this is a highly technical case. It really are centered around a lot of environmental processing for big projects at the federal level, you know, sort of how the federal government conducts its reviews of big projects and sort of what made this more than just a procedural drama, I suppose, is there are 2 pretty high powered lawyers in the courtroom. There's Randy Mastro. He's representing New Jersey. Listeners might remember him from the Bridgegate scandal. He also represents James Dolan, and he's a real character. Like, at one point, he turned around, pointed at MTA Chair Jan Oliber, who was sitting in the back, and said, look at him smiling like a Cheshire cat, because he's going to get $15 billion from congestion pricing. So that's, you know, to give you a flavor of that sort of character. On the other side of the table is Roberta Kaplan's team. She's best known recently for representing E. Jean Carroll, winning, a couple lawsuits against former President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, behind, at the front of the room is the judge. And, you know, from all observations, he's very well read in on this topic. He asked some very pointed questions. And in fact, you know, he displayed a little bit of frustration when lawyers weren't ready with quick answers to very specific, things that are part of the process, and he was upset why they didn't have an answer for him right on the spot.
Mm. So, Stephen, what arguments did each side make, and could this actually stop the tolls?
So New Jersey essentially had 3 main arguments. One is that the MTA and the federal government didn't study congestion pricing close enough. They didn't do a deep enough study. Another complaint is that New Jersey wasn't part of the process. They wanted to be involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
And a third key argument is they say there's no mitigation for parts of New Jersey. They say several parts will be impacted with increased traffic. And while the MTA is spending, and the federal government total $155 million in the Bronx to offset some of the increases of truck traffic, there's nothing for New Jersey. So essentially, you know, what they want ultimately is for this judge to say that the review, the environmental assessment that the federal government did with the MTA is not enough. They want to scrap it and do a more in-depth environmental impact statement that could take months or even years. New York, on the other hand, says this is all revisionist history. You know, New Jersey had plenty of opportunities to weigh in throughout the process, and actually they didn't until the very end when they sort of lodged these complaints, which are what we see in the lawsuit now. You know, and the MTA also adds they are spending money in New Jersey. They haven't designated a specific dollar amount yet, but it will come. And that they're doing other things to reduce truck pollution, which will also impact New Jersey. And of course, congestion pricing is ideally meant to improve anyone that takes transit. It doesn't just specify New Yorkers are going to improve from this.
Mm-hmm.
And I should add, there are more lawsuits coming. In April, there's going to be oral arguments for several cases involving New Yorkers that are suing to block congestion pricing.
Yeah. So in this week's On the Way newsletter, you've highlighted a new report surrounding the real cost of fare and toll evasion. It says the number of scofflaws is growing, and it could hit taxpayers right in their wallets. Clayton, how big of a problem is this?
So, yeah, the Citizens Budget Commission, this kind of watchdog nonprofit advocacy group, comes out with a report this week that estimates, once again, last year, says the amount of people avoiding fares and avoiding tolls in New York City costs $700 million, which they say is a huge increase from before the pandemic, more than double what they were, what the MTA was estimating in 2019. But what they point out is that this could really undermine a key revenue stream for the MTA. Obviously, transit isn't free. They use fares and tolls to pay for, you know, 25-30% of their annual $19 billion budget to get to keep the trains and buses running. And what they're seeing is that people are more and more either jumping the fare, or in a lot of cases, you see this more on drivers obscuring their license plates, having no plates, having fake plates so that the automated cameras can't charge them. So the report from CBC points out somebody is going to have to cover those losses in one way or another. And what they warn is that, you know, if they don't redesign the fare gates, if there isn't some kind of proposal to get this under control, then it could come in the form of that restitution could come in the form of an even greater fare hike than New Yorkers are used to, higher taxes. Basically, they're pointing out that somebody has to pay for this. Now, what they're proposing is kind of mirrors some stuff that Governor Hochul had in her executive budget earlier this year. Some items that are still under negotiation in Albany right now is that we still wait for the state lawmakers to pass a budget. They, you know, CBC says, you know, one proposal that could work here on the fare evasion end of it would be give everyone a written warning the first time they're caught evading the fare, jumping a turnstile. Okay. But then the second time they get caught, double that fine from $100 to $200. Mm-hmm. That's one proposal that they're mulling over. Also, there's the city's Fair Fare programs, which gives low-income New Yorkers half-price Metro cards, a pretty useful and big discount. They're saying, hey, if you're caught and you have to go to court for fare evasion, instead of paying the fine and you qualify for this program, you're automatically enrolled. On the toll side, they're really pushing for stricter crackdowns on people obscuring their plates. And they really point out in this report that this doesn't just affect the MTA. There's a lot of city red light cameras and speed cameras that can't collect tickets because of obscured plates. The Thruway Authority, for, you know, all the other highways in the state, they're losing $200 million a year on fares. The Port Authority, of, you know, the tunnels and the bridges between New York and New Jersey, is losing a lot of money on this. So they're really kind of sounding the whistle that somebody's going to have to pay for this.
Yeah. And it's going to be us. That's WNYC editor Clayton Gusa and transportation reporter Stephen Nesson. You can stay in the know on all things transit or ask a question of your own by signing up for our weekly newsletter at gothamist.com/on the way.
Thanks.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.